Queensland projects.
Under the Liberals and Nationals, the number of projects increased from nearly 150 to over 800. Many projects lacked proper planning, didn't have informed costings, and weren't ready for Commonwealth investment. The review has found an estimated $33 billion in known cost pressures across all projects in the program, with a high risk that that figure would increase. And for those not currently under construction, that figure, the report says, is around $14.2 billion. The review has made 15 recommendations, all of which the government has agreed to or agreed in principle to. Three of the recommendations relate to local government sub-programs, and I will be providing more detail about the government's response on those sub-programs shortly, but not today. After considered consultation with the states and territories, we now have a forward plan of projects that the Commonwealth wishes to partner with the states to deliver. Over the next 10 years, more than 400 nation-building projects are expected to be completed or substantially developed, including Logan and Gold Coast Fast Rail in southern Queensland, where we have proposed an additional $1.8 billion. Other projects are undergoing a proper planning process that was not previously carried out. We are keeping money for the construction of those projects that is in the budget currently, but we need to plan these projects properly. They include the Direct Sunshine Coast Rail, which we know will be an important piece of infrastructure going forward for South East Queensland, but also for the Olympics, but frankly, that which there has not been confidence or assurance in the costs of this project. There are 50 projects that have been cancelled as part of this process. In terms of the flow of cash, that will come out in the mid-year economic financial outlook, so we are not releasing that today.
Okay, so we're hearing there are 50 projects that have been axed. I think the number we mentioned earlier was 80, but the Minister there saying 50 projects to be axed. That is Infrastructure Minister Catherine King speaking a little earlier. So funding for the Logan to Gold Coast Fast Rail services, and she mentions further planning for the construction of the Direct Sunshine Coast Rail, that rail extension to Maroochydore. I'm joined now by Jeff Addison from the Rail Back on Track group. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Sarah.
Obviously, it will take some time to just analyse exactly what the Minister means with all this announcement, but what are your initial thoughts on hearing that?
Look, hallelujah that the money is in the budget and that the Labor government have honoured their commitment after the election of the $1.6 billion that was allocated towards this project, that they recognise that this is a crucial project for the Sunshine Coast, not only for our region, but also for the upcoming 2032 Olympics. And the current business case, the federal government did contribute towards a business case for the Direct Sunshine Coast Line, which the state government are carrying out at this point in time. That's due to be handed down at the end of this year. That will give us costings and the planning that the federal government are talking about here, that the minister is talking about. So I welcome the decision. It's great news for the Sunshine Coast. This project has been promised in the past by the former Labor government in 2005 to be to Maroochydore by 2015. Sorry, to Caloundra by 2015 and Maroochydore by 2020. So I welcome the announcement by the minister today that, you know, this project will not be cut. That's fantastic news.
So announced back in 2005, that's some time ago, obviously a much needed project in a growing area like the Sunshine Coast. And we heard the minister mention there about this proper planning process, though. So is that concerning that, you know, you mentioned 2005, but we're still speaking about the planning process?
Yeah, look, back in 2005, the Peter Beattie Labor government announced the project. Back then it was $1 billion. They announced that on the 28th of April towards this rail line. So it has been planned and, construction has been ready in the past. All those plans will obviously need to be updated and are being updated by the current state government with their current business case review. The current state government also contributed an extra $14 million towards that to bring it forward by the end of this year and to include, I would assume, the planning that the federal government are talking about, because essentially this is a state government responsibility for this infrastructure. However, under the Olympics and the Olympic planning, you know, it is eligible for 50-50 funding. So
Yes, and we heard the minister there mention the Olympics, which should provide some hope that this project may indeed be fast-tracked to be completed by then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've got the Olympic Village is going to be in Maroochydore, and, you know, having the train coming into Maroochydore to meet that, you know, will be perfect, and as well as the benefits it provides to our entire region for a long-awaited rail link.
Just for people who we are broadcasting to the Gold Coast as well this morning, but for people who aren't particularly familiar with the project, how important is that extra transport service for the region?
Oh, look, it's crucial. We've missed out on it, you know, for over a decade and a half, as I mentioned. You know, public transport use on the Sunshine Coast is extraordinarily low at just 3%. Governments talk about, you know, having 6 or 7% goals for public transport. It can't be met with our current infrastructure on the Sunshine Coast. You know, it will boost that. It will boost the ability of tourists to visit our region, close access to the beaches. I mean, it's going to be economic benefit all round for our region. Yeah, look, I just can't wait for them to get cracking and to actually build it. The changes will be just extraordinary, and, you know, the number of cars that, you know, one train can take 500 or 600 cars off the roads. And that's going to be great for our region too on the Sunshine Coast.
Yeah, and the wider region as well, because I know many people on the Gold Coast would love to have greater connection to the Sunshine Coast and vice versa, and connecting that whole southeast corner is really crucial.
Exactly. I mean, wouldn't it be great to be able to get on the train at the Gold Coast and then, you know, come through straight up to the Sunshine Coast? We've got the two best regions in the nation, you know, being connected.
Yeah, we certainly do. We're very lucky. Well, thank you for joining us, Jeff, and for getting your thoughts on this decision this morning, this announcement by the Infrastructure Minister, Jeff Addison. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Sarah.
Jeff Addison from the Rail Back on Track group there, welcoming the announcement by the Infrastructure Minister there, providing some positive news in regards to the heavy rail extension to Maroochydore, the Sunshine Coast Rail Project, and also additional funding for the Logan to Gold Coast Fast Rail. But as we heard, 50 other projects around the nation to be axed, and we will bring you more details as they come to hand on this review, the federal government announcing more details of this review into infrastructure spending across the country. It is almost time for your 10 o'clock news.